Good morning. It's 8:38. It's FLX Morning Tuesday. It's time to get healthy with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning. How are you?
Great, Ted. How are you?
It's always good to talk with you. We always start with news and notes from around the health system. I know the transition is still underway, and the website is getting updated, and the patient portal and all the billing and stuff. There's a lot to do.
There is plenty to do. You're starting to see a lot of signage out and about. Of course, just always a great time to do a reminder that our GI office has moved.
Oh.
So our GI office has moved from over here, right around the corner on Preemption Road, up to 5 and 20, kind of between Martin's Outdoor. Martin's, actually, it's sort of the overhead garage door company right up past Walmart. So we're thrilled to be in that new location. Much better patient access, great parking, privacy, more exam rooms, just fantastic. So, and that was our first official, actually, it was the second official UR Medicine sign. It's UR Medicine,
oh.
Finger Lakes Gastroenterology, that sign went up, but also Podiatry, Finger Lakes Podiatry, that we purchased a few, we actually purchased them and they became part of us in the summer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they became part of us in the summer. So
they fixed my gout.
Yes, they have fixed my ankles too many times to speak about. And they are wonderful. So they actually got the first official sign this summer because they were the first practice brought on board. So over on Preemption Road, and they have an office in Victor as well. So lots of news and notes all the time.
After I got my gout was the first time I started taking any medication. I used to go into medical offices, and when they'd say, "What medications do you take?" and I'd say, "None," they'd go, "Hey, everybody, come here. Look at this guy."
Yeah.
I was the only one left.
You were it.
Well, all right. So today we're going to talk about joint replacement before, during, and after.
We are. And this is such an important topic because when I think about our community, we've talked about this before. We haven't, I'm living here too. We have an aging in place community. I feel it myself sometimes in my bones. And so we're here because joint replacement is a big, important way that people continue to stay independent, stay active. We know that we've made lots of advances. So I'm here with two of our key experts who work literally every single day with patients. So we have Scott Mattoon, who is a physician assistant with Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery, which is a Finger Lakes Health orthopedic practice, of course, and Courtney Harris, who's been our longtime, many people know her. We were just talking about this. She used to be on when we used to do our acute rehab shows and other things, but the physical therapist who works with our patients both pre and post on the inpatient side, post-surgery, as well as doing the education beforehand. So we can really educate people, get them at their strongest, get them at their best before they go into surgery. And we're going to talk with both of them. So we have sort of two different expertises here, physician assistant and physical therapist. We'll get to hear a little bit about their path, but more importantly, how patients benefit from the experience that they both bring as sort of a dynamic duo to this.
All right. Welcome to you both. Slide the microphone. I'll start with you, Scott, since you've been here never before. Courtney's been here, you said, like 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So, So just tell us a little bit about yourself and your path to, I'm always interested in how people pick their particular specialties.
So I was in the military for almost 4 years as an airborne combat medic. And so we did a lot of rotations in and out of the emergency rooms and field work as well. And so when you're working in the emergency room, especially back in, 1991, 92, there were a lot of PAs in the military that were working in the emergency room. So you got a lot of exposure from different PAs, basically. Some of them working in family practice, some of them in the ER. And so you just kind of get some experience working with them. And that's why I decided after I got out of the military to go into medicine.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How do you recreate that adrenaline rush of combat medicine, or do you try not to?
Yeah, I think in a post-military environment, that's, you always have some patients, I think, that are a little anxious about things, but not to that level. So you just kind of bring a calmness about what you're offering them through education and discussing exactly, what their problems are and what we can do to fix them.
All right, Courtney, for those who weren't listening 10 years ago, tell us about your path.
A lot of people ask a physical therapist, did you get an injury? What made you want to be a PT? I don't have any good story. I knew I wanted to work in healthcare. I knew I loved helping people from a very young age. I did some reading and discovered that PT is something that I was really interested in, and I never turned back. And so I'm going on 20. I'm over 21 years now with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health.
So you've seen the changes that people get back from injury so much quicker than they thought or anyone thought was possible.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So let's talk about the total joint replacement program of the Finger Lakes. We were talking just before we went on. One of the unique things is how much you do beforehand. You both talk with patients before they make that ultimate decision and go have the surgery.
Right. So it obviously starts in the office with Scott and the other doctors about deciding when it's time to have a joint replacement. And then after they do that part, they come to a pre-op education class. It's a 2 to 2.5 hour class where you get someone from lots of different disciplines. It's not just me. You get somebody from the operating room, the nurse manager, somebody from the floor where you'll be after your joint replacement. Somebody from the pharmacy will come down and talk to you about your questions about pain medicine and how you manage that after your surgery. A dietitian will come down and talk to you about lifestyle changes and things. So it's a really multidisciplinary approach to try to educate the patients about what to expect when they're coming in for their joint replacement.
And you said if they're on the fence and they haven't decided for sure to come take the class, and maybe that'll ease their mind and they'll decide, yeah, it's for me.
Yeah, I think that I tell people that all the time because it does talk to you about what happens before, during, and after. So it gives you a very clear picture of what to expect and what we expect of you, because you as the patient, you have to put in the most work.
I think one of the keys that we talk about too is there is a point of readiness for a patient. And I think that's this important part in terms of a patient themselves has to sort of assess, along of course with their care team, when is the right time. And I say this is a common question, but it's almost like any other point of growth or transformation in life, right? Or any kind of if you have the ability to sort of identify that it is the right time, though, that is important, because a patient who's motivated, a patient who feels ready, is a patient who's going to heal faster, do better. And sometimes the time isn't right. Maybe they've got something in that summer, their family wet, there's some reason that they feel like this would not be the best time when I can devote the time I need for the pre-op exercise or those kinds of things. Or maybe it's just the opposite. They realize they're looking and they're building towards something. So I don't want to steal their thunder here, but those are the kinds of things that I think it's really important to emphasize how central the patient is to this and how patient-centered our approach is.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to ask you about, Scott, is how you help someone decide, because it's interesting. People are very reluctant sometimes to have this surgery, and almost, I know a handful of people, and always after the fact they go, why didn't I do this before?
Yeah, well, see, there's a kind of a dichotomy between the patient. You'll see a new patient can come in and they have knee pain. And they've never been seen before. You know, you get an X-ray, and unfortunately, they have advanced arthritis, end-stage arthritis in their knee. And they may not know anything about medicine, all right? So then you have to go in there and explain to them that they're not at the beginning stages of arthritis, but they're at the end stage with this problem. And there's a lot of digestion going on. So, you know, maybe 30% of what you're actually saying to them, they're actually incorporating into what they're interpreting. So there's that part. And then you have to kind of go through, the majority of the time they'll be like, but I just started having pain just like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Not understanding that this has been a process that's been progressive over maybe 15, 20 years, maybe from an old injury that progressively just got worse. And then you start rolling into the whole process of, well, what can we do? All right. Instead of just jumping into having a joint replacement, the options that are available prior to having a joint replacement, such as a cortisone injection, physical therapy, which is hugely important, of course, for strengthening of the joint, gel injections, activity modification, bracing, anti-inflammatory. So kind of like softening the blow about this is that there are some options that we can do prior to discussing a full knee replacement.
Is there a certain mental block that some people get over the idea of having a foreign substance put into their body?
For sure. Especially those that may have a prior nickel allergy or they have sensitivities to something. That question comes up quite often. Basically you say this is an artificial joint. It's going to work like your original joint, but there will be some little quirks to it. You may find that there's a little catch here or there, or something that doesn't necessarily feel as natural or as normal as you've experienced in the past with this.
I don't know if I ever asked this question before. The other side of the coin, now that joint replacement has become much more common, are there people who come wanting it that really aren't ready for it yet or shouldn't have it?
I think some of that comes from either misinformation or maybe misinterpretation of a conversation they may have had with their primary doctor, maybe, you know, somebody else, maybe family. You know, of course, everybody's always got an opinion in your family, right? So you just never know. And then that's also a wonderful time to educate them to say, you're not there yet. There are some other options, like we discussed, but maybe even an arthroscopy in your knee beforehand,
right,
to get a better assessment and obviously to improve your quality of life prior to discussing that if they're not, you know, clearly defined as needing a knee replacement.
So, Courtney, let's talk about the pre-op classes, what you go over with people so they – because that's one of the scariest parts, I think, of medicine and healthcare is the unknown, where you go, what's
right.
going to happen to me now? So
right.
when people know what's going to happen, they mm-hmm. feel much better about it.
For sure. So one of the things that we talk about is possible complications because we want to be honest. But what I focus on is how we at Finger Lakes Health prevent those complications and what we're going to do to keep you as the patient safe. So I try to, you know, be honest, but then try to calm them down about how we're going to prevent that. The other thing you asked about the foreign objects in their body, what I do is I have an actual model in the class so I can show them this is actually what it looks like. Because I think people sometimes think it's this huge piece. So I actually have, like, what I think Scott gave it to me, a little joint replacement that I show them. Like, this is all it is.
Yeah.
And I talk to them about how they try to preserve as much good bone as possible. And I really try to alleviate those kinds of fears, but I'm very honest about making sure that the patient knows that they are the key player. If they don't buy into what has to happen and work hard and do their exercises, you know, their outcome will be different.
So let's talk about the surgery itself, whichever one of you is best able to address that. How long does it take? And is this inpatient or overnight stay? How does the actual replacement surgery work?
So the surgery itself, for majority of total knee replacements is anywhere from, you know, 45 minutes to an hour and a half based on the complexity of the surgery, alignment issues, deformity issues, these kind of things. Patients have the option of a general anesthetic being used, or they can have a spinal, an epidural block, which lasts only several hours. excuse me. And then after that, the patients are, you know, they're awake afterwards, obviously, and then they go to the floor to recover. And as far as the medical issues that they have, all of those are controlled or managed by myself or one of my colleagues.
So, Courtney, let's talk a little bit about rehab. I've asked this question with injury rehab, mm-hmm. probably same thing with joint replacement. How do you get somebody to get that mental idea to trust this thing, and
right.
it's okay, you can put weight on it, you can bend it, it might hurt, but it's going to be okay.
Yep. We spend a lot of time talking about that in the pre-op class, too. And the greatest thing that happens in a pre-op class is when I have somebody who's been through it before. They share their experience, and I say to everybody who's new, do you think if this wasn't worth it, that these people would be coming back for another go at it? But we spend a lot of time with the patients after the surgery one-on-one. They get a physical therapist that spends two sessions a day with them. An occupational therapist will come in and work with them on their activities of daily living, and it all starts the next morning after your surgery. And most of our patients are getting to go home the very next day, which I think is a real testament to the program and how smooth it works and how prepared the patients are.
And that's a change for, you know, over time. I think that's some of what people don't realize is we have gotten better at this as a society and as a medical profession.
Oh, yeah.
And we should talk about the fact that, so, you know, obviously we do hip replacements, we do knee replacements, we do arthroscopies, as was discussed. We have, so Dr. Wong, Dr. Mark, and Dr. Dawin usually are the ones doing sort of the potentially hip or knee areas. And then when we start talking about upper extremity, and we also have a hand surgeon back. So we're talking more joint replacement right now, but because people had been accustomed to that, so Dr. Becker is currently does some work in the orthopedic office more for hand surgeries. Mm-hmm. So just important for people to realize that it is a full range of services through Interplaques Orthopedic Surgery, and of course between the Finger Lakes Surgery Center, where you may have your surgery, and or for joint replacement, you are likely going to be at Geneva General Hospital.
Right.
And of course, I'm looking on the website on flhealth.org, and this program has been certified and accredited and won a number of awards. So, I mean, you stay on top of all the latest developments and everything.
Right.
If I could just add another thing, too, is that the satisfaction that comes from having a joint replacement, hip or knee, really comes down to the patient realizing that they've done everything they could prior to entertaining a joint replacement. And that once they have that joint replacement, they are, for the most part, very relieved that they've done it. Mm-hmm. Because their quality of life, even the first week or two, they see an improvement with that. The hips are great because usually they're so bad when they come in that the first couple of steps the therapist have with them, it's almost like, you know, a kid in a candy store as you're walking with them. Does it feel better? You know,
yeah.
Can you see that difference? And most of the time, especially with hip replacements, patients can see that almost immediately.
I was going to say, does this sometimes take a little bit before they realize, hey, wait a minute, I've had this pain for weeks or months or years, and it's gone?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. What's the best way to get the process started if somebody's thinking, I've had this pain, I'm hearing this talk, it's time for me to at least explore the idea?
Yeah, wherever you're the closest you can to your orthopedic practice, obviously. Ours is on Preemption Road. It's open 8 to 5, sometimes if it's bad enough, you can actually just come right in and we make an appointment for you. But the knowledge that you get from an appointment with an orthopedist or an orthopedic practice far outweighs trying to do your own research on mm-hmm. something. If you're in pain, your body's telling you that you're in pain and you should be evaluated for that.
All right, Laura, we're almost out of time, so real quick, final word.
Well, of course, you can call our number, but also we are at Finger Lakes Health Commons on Preemption Road, Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery. We also have an office in Clifton Springs, so I think it's important for people to realize in both those areas they can be cared for. And, of course, I think we're 7890993.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Thank you all, as always. We appreciate the great information, and we'll do this again in 2 weeks. It's 8:55 FLX Morning.